Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of Four Friends in a Bottle. I am your gracious host, Below, with the most below. And if you're new to this, it's just me and four of my friends. We get together, we have some drinks, we talk topics, stories, all of the above. But without further ado, with me, as always, is the beautiful Tiffany K.
Hey.
And the one and only Eric 300.
Hey, what's up?
How's everyone doing tonight?
I'm full now since we just smashed $60 with the Taco Bell.
I know, right? It was so delicious.
Yeah, man. We fucking smashed on some Taco Bell.
Yeah, that was me.
And now we're both gassy. Poor Vinny. Like, we're both sitting here just farting.
Hey, I farted on your hand outside, so.
You did. The guy just liked to, like, hug him, and he was like, brr, and I was like, cool, my hand vibrated.
Yeah.
That's extra warm. There's no temperature.
You're right. He was just trying to keep us warm. It's so cold out. There's nothing.
There's no temperature.
None. Yep,
we were trying to keep warm. It's 0 degrees out right now.
Zero.
There's nothing. Nada.
Not a goddamn fucking thing of heat.
No, and you got to fart to keep warm.
I know, right? Good thing you're here.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, no one will ever freeze if I'm around.
Just got to keep her fed with some beans or something.
Literally anything gives me gas.
Yeah, it's true. It's like, Tiff, why are you so gassy? Well, I had a Sprite earlier. It was zero sugar. I don't know. There might be something in it.
I had a water. I'm a little gassy from it.
Like, I had some peanuts and, you know, I'm just a little gassy now.
Like, how do you shit that much?
It's amazing to me.
For no reason.
It literally, like, my grandma used to tell me all the time. She's like, there's something wrong with you because this has been happening my whole life. She was like, there's something wrong with you. And I'm like, why? She was like, because you don't stop farting. And I'm like, I don't know. And she was like, there's literally, and no, I've been checked and stuff. I just fart a lot.
Yeah. You know, it's just one of those things we all do.
Yeah. But mine's just like weirdly abnormal all the time.
Yeah. And it stinks sometimes too.
Like, everybody knows that you farted when you fart because you'll raise the fuck up and bust one. You won't sit there all quiet like.
No, when you have a chronic
you'll
issue.
You'll be like, I got to lean halfway over and shit in Vinny's face.
Yeah. Yep.
No, when you have a chronic issue that you've had since you were a kid, like, you just don't care anymore. Like, I would totally just fart on anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to hide it.
I've seen it many a time.
I've seen it.
I've seen her stop in mid-walk. And just like curl over. One. Just fucking fart.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, I don't know. Everything's fine inside.
Especially when we're laying in bed and she's like sleeping and she farts in her sleep.
And then the covers like ripple. You're like, what the fuck was that?
Right. And then like all of a sudden, like it must wake her up. She like wakes up, looks back at me and then goes back to sleep.
Yeah, like the. Like my dog. My dog will fart and then look at me like I did it.
Like,
yep. I was like, motherfucker, you did it.
Yep. No, I've woken myself up from my farts because pretty sure my curtains moved.
Yeah. You're fucking weird. You farts
move.
You're farting your sleep. It smells nasty. Then you grind your teeth. I swear to God, it's like I'm fucking sleeping next to a fucking mining fucking.
You're like, you sound town. Like the most irritating cuddle ever.
Yeah, you sitting over there trying to cuddle a lawyer. Blah, blah, right.
It's like, bitch.
And then she looks at me like, I'm fucking doing it.
Vinny will wake me up in the middle of the night. You're fucking grinding your teeth. And I'm like, I can't help it.
I'll be like, go lay on the couch.
Literally. And okay, don't even talk about farts. Your farts when you sleep are terrible.
Yeah. Cause I'm sleeping.
Yeah, same.
I don't. Yeah, she gets mad at me for farting in the fuck when I'm sleeping. You created farting in the sleeping.
You smell like the fucking paint's gonna fall off the wall.
You fart like every 42 minutes.
I do.
You
do. I do.
And every one of your farts.
How many times have you farted in this room right now?
Oh, today. God.
512.
Right.
I can't even keep count.
Every time you get up, like, you're doing my taco decks.
I'm surprised that couch has a cushion on it.
Right. Or again, she's going to get up the next time. And it's going to be like white.
Yeah. Like, you'll look at it and it'll look like.
I always do like sit on this cushion.
Thrower went through it. It's like, what happened over there? I was like, well, Tiff was over there shitting.
It's fine.
I better not.
Did you just fart?
And then I might shit myself.
Vinny just rose up and busted one.
Almost.
Dude,
I was
kind of
pushing a little bit, but I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't want to shit myself here.
That's how I was earlier. We got Wendy's, and I'm sitting here trying to enjoy it.
But if you shit yourself now, at least people can laugh.
Exactly.
Yeah, but damn, I just shit myself.
The comic effect. If I could shit myself right now, I'd do it just so people would laugh.
I would do it if I had, like, a backup clothes in my car.
Fuck it. Go naked.
You know, that's one of my fears.
Just tie a hoodie around your waist, dude. You'll be fine.
Well, yeah.
Was that your phone?
I don't know. But yeah, one of my fears is like shitting in public, like accidentally. And then like I always say it, like once I like shit myself at work, I'm gone.
Oh yeah, me too. I'm out.
Fuck out. See ya, bye.
I've done it. Not at work, but I told you the one time it was like St. Patty's Day or whatever. I was at the Cock and Bowl and I trusted a fart and I shat.
One thing she should never do is trust a fart.
Yep. No, nope. I ran in the restroom and threw my underwear in the garbage because I sharted.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hey, there was one time.
Bowl. Every time I go there, I just think of that.
PTSD kicks in, like, hold it. Well, it was just recently. We fucking were laying in bed. Fart. I was not a fart.
Did you shart?
I sharted.
Was I sleeping?
No, you're awake.
Did you tell me?
No.
Why not?
Because I got my ass up out of bed real you're quick.
So I was like, I got up and cleaned up.
Yep.
How are you going to admit it?
It's like that sudden, like, that is not good.
How did you it's not like, tell me? We're at like, that point.
Ruh-roh.
If I sharted, I'd tell you.
Yeah. Well, I told you tonight.
I wouldn't.
I got up. I went and sat on the toilet. I looked at my boxers. I was like, fuck.
What'd you do?
I think I pushed a little too hard on that one.
Did you take the boxers off?
Yeah, I took the boxers off, threw them in the fucking basket.
That's funny.
And I think you were on your phone because I had the towel around me. And I, like, my basket of clothes was like sitting right there. I walked in, grabbed another pair of underwear without you even noticing.
That's, oh my God. You feel that nervous around me?
Well, I sharted for one.
You can't shit your pants to be confident about it.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, babe, I just shit myself.
Okay,
that's the last thing I need is you to go to work like Benny sharted himself last night.
Right. We'll just say it on the podcast.
That's so it's fine. Like,
so I'm going to beat you to the punch.
But that's awesome.
Yeah,
I've done it.
No, I've sharted many of times. Like I probably sharted last week, but
as an adult, I've done it.
Oh God, man, dude, I'm pretty sure I sharted last week and looked out at my undie like, oops.
Yeah, and like, I've told people about it. I was like, yeah, it's happened a couple times. They're like, well, you just have to shit and you just didn't make it. I was like, no, I had a fart.
Yeah,
and I just fucking ripped it, and then I was like, ah, fuck.
No, I've done it. And you just feel that moist, and you're like, hmm.
Yep,
because you know,
aww, like
there's times where you'll fart, and you'll be like, "Huh,
that feels wet,"
and then you'll kind of like, do like the little wiggle little thing.
Sure.
Like, no, I'm good.
Yeah,
but then there's times where you know you shit.
Yeah,
yep, and it's like that instant fucking like realization, like, "Fuck,
it's like, fuck, I gotta go."
Run.
That's not good. And that's not good.
If that ever happens at work.
I'm going home.
I'm not even going to undermanage my vest. I'm out.
Oh, dude.
I'll be like, hey, Vin or Tiff, here's my password. Unhook me.
Yep. And then
I'm gone, dude.
Well, oh, no, it's because he sharted.
Yep. Like, damn, he just left real quick. Like, something happened? Probably.
Yeah, I'm more pretty likely. Sure the only reason he would leave like that because he sharted.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And there's many times at work that I'm like, I think I'm going to shit my pants right now.
Hey,
it's a 3:17. I got to go.
Yep. Yep.
I'm dead serious when I tell people that. Like, look, if I leave abruptly out of work,
I shit myself.
Like 100%, that means I fucking shit my pants.
Me too.
I sharted or something.
Thinking about like most older people, they're like, oh, you know, they usually sometimes shit their pants. And like, you're young and you're like, oh, whatever. Like, I'm never going to be like that. And then you hit 30 and you're like, I just shit my pants.
I'm pretty sure.
You get cocky and then you're like, oh, I can trust this fart.
No.
And then you can't.
No.
And then you shit yourself. It's like, fuck, man, I just shit my pants.
Dude, I'm pretty sure everyone around our age now has at least sharted once or twice.
Obviously. Oh, dude.
So many times.
Like, I'm not lying. Like, I know, like, women do when they give birth and shit. They shit themselves. Shit,
yeah.
Because you're pushing so hard.
Yeah.
But you know, sometimes you got that fart, man, where you just need to get that little extra like in the stomach. Like,
yeah. I'll be pushing a pot at work and something will sneak out. And I was like, okay, pressure.
Oh, yeah.
Under pressure.
Yeah. That's what fucking Freddie was talking about.
Literally.
You know, shitting his pants.
It has to be because I'd be pushing those fucking 1,000-pound pods and I'm like, I apparently was a little built up.
I'm telling you.
You're
anywhere.
Not very far away from pushing out a fart or a poop.
Nope.
I mean, have you guys ever like shit your pants?
Oh God, yes, yeah.
I have.
Okay. Yes, yep.
And it wasn't like I trusted a fart. It was like
I had the stomach flu.
I was on the way home and I'm like, fuck. I was like, shit's getting real right now. Do I stop at Circle K or do I make it home? And I'm like, I can make it. And then I'm like unlocking my door and it's just like, yep. And I'm like, fuck. Straight up.
Yep.
Shit my pants, dude. I felt it and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
Like, I'm a grown ass man. I'm shitting my pants.
No, dude, I
that was like a year or two ago.
Literally.
Oh, like a year ago. It happened. I'm like, fresh. Fuck, dude.
I had the stomach flu and I was like, okay, I'll be fine. I don't remember where I was going. It was around Thanksgiving time. I remember that because I didn't make it to Thanksgiving dinner. I get in my car, I pull in my driveway, and I'm like, you feel it. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to make it upstairs. And I sat there and, you know, you clench for a second to try to suck it back in. I shit in my car. It went through my pants onto my seat. I go up to my stairs. I go up. I shit all the way up my stairs. I feel it filling in my pants.
That's awesome.
And I'm going up because my only bathroom was upstairs. So I'm going there. I'm just shitting. I'm just walking and shitting. Like, there's no stopping it.
Yeah, you at that point, you pretty much just let it go.
Just let it go. And all the way up my stairs, I go up there. I take my pants off. There's poop on my legs.
Yep.
Like, I am like, just fuck my life.
Nope. Similar story to me, too.
Yep.
I was outside. I was playing. I was like, probably, I don't know, 15, 16 or some shit. I was, I happened to be up on a tree, just chilling, you know, whatever. We used to climb trees and I had to take a shit. I was like, fuck, man, I better get fucking going. I get down and it's like instant hit, like the stomach fucking like, boom, like you get punched in the stomach. You're like, oh, fuck, it's coming.
It's coming right now. Gotta go.
Yep. I'm right down the street from my house, man. I'm fucking walking down the street, assholes clenched. And then at some point I got in front of this house. And it was just coming, dude. Like, I couldn't even hold it no more. I felt it just fucking, it filled my pants up like a fucking nasty ass diaper. And I felt one of the turds go. I was wearing pants. So the turd was like sliding down the back of my leg. It was sliding down the back of my leg, dude. And I fucking remember, like, I was like, and it just right there on the sidewalk. Stayed there for like 2 weeks.
Dude, that's funny.
Shit you fucking not.
Dude, that's funny because every time I did it, like, well.
Shit you not, dude.
At least last time, like when I was trying to lock my door, like I couldn't get my key in. I was like, fuck. And I did it. And it stayed in the boxers. Like it was just a little bit. But I mean, I shit my pants.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I'm throwing these away.
Right, yeah.
I'm not even going to try to clean them, dude. These bitches are going in the garbage.
I mean, like, what? Yeah, like, did you?
And then I'll get in the shower.
Right, yeah, shower clean up, but did you throw away your shit?
Oh, God, yeah, there was, I mean, no shout was going to clean that.
No shout.
No, after this point, like, once I shit, and
threw mine away.
No, mine was the sick shit, so, like, it was watery.
Oh, worse.
And just, like, kind of, like, chunky, but, like, just disgusting. Like, there like was...
Shit soup.
It was shit soup.
Mine was a mixture. It was, like... Half solid, half fucked up.
Yeah, I know.
I threw my shit away.
Thank God mine was away. Solid, dude.
Dude, I've never shit my pants where it was solid. I feel like I can keep a solid in.
You know, it's funny because I
would think so.
But I can't keep a liquid in.
Sometimes you can't.
Look, when that was when that shit happened to me, like, it was out in the daylight, dude. Like, every time we went up to Wally's, the shit was still there.
Did you tell them what it was?
No.
I was like, that's shit.
I mean, when you look at it, you know it's shit.
Well, they probably thought it was like a dog shit.
Me and my buddy or something would be walking up the store.
Shit on the sidewalk.
It was like a friendly reminder, like, you shit your pants. So don't tell nobody.
I never told nobody. Hey, a dog must have shit here.
Right.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you see all the flies and shit around it. Fucking, you know. I'm pretty sure somebody's like, did somebody shit themselves? Like, yeah, you're standing next to a motherfucker.
Yeah, I shit my pants.
I'm sure they thought it was probably a dog or something.
Oh, yeah. But little did they know it was me.
No human is going to shit on the sidewalk.
There was one time I was at
Sometimes it slips out. What can you do?
It comes out, yeah. But no, I was at Stop and Go one time. And we were parked in the fucking parking lot. And I remember I tried to get my phone out. There was this bum fucking between two fucking buildings. Why his back was not facing the other way, I don't know. His whole back was like facing the traffic. And he was taking a shit right there on the fucking sidewalk. what, oncoming traffic coming by, and I'm like, he must not give a fuck.
He didn't care at that point. He's like, dude, he's like, I'm homeless. Fuck y'all.
Yeah, like, I'm gonna shit right here, and pff, you just watch.
Homeless people, we had a bush outside of Fiesta, if you're in Navarre. It was that Fiesta, and there's like a tree by the dumpster that's kind of like hollowed out.
Yeah.
So like homeless would go in there. And one time one of the girls walked out and she was like, well, he was taking a shit. And I'm like, are you serious? She's like, yep. I walked outside. He was taking a shit in his hut. And I was like,
At least he was kind of, you know, secluded.
I mean, he was in his little tree hut, but you know? I'm like, we go out there and smoke and yep.
Because I have to shit, dude, I'm going in a bush or something.
I've pooped in Kroger bags. I pooped off porches. I've pooped, literally, you name it. I've probably shit there.
Yeah.
Like, I believe it.
I've shit in off.
I've seen it.
I got to shit. I got to fucking shit. Like, I don't care where I am. I'm going to poop.
No, I get it.
You got to go. You got to go. You know?
It's fucked up.
And some, like, if you have to pee, like, you can hold a pee.
Yeah,
but sometimes when you know you have to shit, it's like, I got like a minute and a half, 2 minutes.
No, literally, you could like,
and I'm shitting my pants.
Oh yeah,
stomach starts making that noise. Like,
you're like, rut row. I'm fucked.
Like, this is not gonna be good.
And then it's literally your crowning, last one, crowning. Yeah.
And then hopefully you make it in time. If not, it's you gotta throw your shit away.
I remember one time Randy had to take a shit so bad. And then I, you know, being kids and shit, I rushed to the bathroom, thought it was funny. And I'm sitting there taking a shit and he's like, Vinny, come on, I gotta take a shit. And then fucking I had this 5 gallon tank for a snake outside of my top balcony. And I'm sitting there out of my bathroom window, I'm watching Randy.
He did not.
And he's like, dude, I'm about to fucking shit myself. I'm about to shit in this tank. That motherfucker shit in the tank.
Are you serious? Awesome. I would have heard
fuck you, dude. Get out of the bathroom.
Yeah, man.
He's shit in your tank.
He sat on the tank and you saw it drop.
I would have shit right
so
in your tank.
Funny.
Like, I wasn't playing, dude. I don't take shit.
Did you throw it away?
I don't blame him at all.
I don't blame him either. But
or did you just leave it out there?
I left it out there for a little bit.
Shit in it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why you have raccoon problems.
Probably not that. They're out to get me.
That's why you have raccoon problems.
No, they're on a whole nother level. They ain't about that shit life. Motherfuckers trying to open up my goddamn window and shit.
Right.
You know, like, for real, like, I've had one raccoon, it was a fucking cat one time. Fucking open up the fucking little slider, it's in the summer. The slider to the AC.
Yeah, the accordion.
Yeah, the little...
it opened it up?
Yeah. It got in because one of my cats were in heat and fucking and found its way in.
He's like, I want some pussy.
Yeah, fucking this cat was not going anywhere. I come upstairs, I'm like, get out of here. Fucking throwing shit at it. Fucking, you know, it's second story, so whatever.
I can't believe the cat came in from your air conditioner.
Yeah.
That's funny.
And I'm pretty sure raccoons have been in my house at times, having downstairs window open for Mister.
Yeah.
Because, like, you would hear these weird bangs downstairs, and it's not a fucking cat.
Mister's down there knocking out a raccoon.
Dude, like, I'll be going downstairs, fucking cat food all over the fucking place and shit. Yeah, I'm sure those motherfuckers are coming through the window.
Fuck yeah.
But my mom loves to leave the window open. Every fucking time the cat's out, I'm like, dude, he's fine. Leave the fucking window shut.
I never thought about something else crawling in that bitch.
Yeah.
Remember that one time we were on the porch, and we saw that, like, manged out raccoon in the tree, and then you told me we were on the porch smoking and you looked over at me and you're like, oh my god, there's a raccoon.
Oh, I made that shit real as fuck,
dude. And I literally jumped 20 feet, grabbed Vinny, and it was Mister.
Yeah, it was,
dude. That was probably the most
fucking raccoon,
dude. That's Mister. Most scared jump scare I've ever had in my life.
You felt the fear off.
We laughed so fucking hard, and I look over and it's just Mr. chilling there.
That's hilarious.
I wanted to kill you that day.
Yeah, because like when I used to work at Norplast, I'd get off at like 11 o'clock. I'd stop at the store, get me a couple Bud Ices. Ugh. I would go home, chill on the front porch by myself, throw on my headphones, listen to some fucking, you know, some metal or whatever. Drink my Bud Ices. And these little motherfuckers, my mom would have food out for fucking the neighborhood cats. These motherfuckers didn't give two fucks. They'd be just strolling up, fucking eating the food while I'm sitting right there, fucking jamming in my own fucking mind. And I look over, I'm like, motherfucker. Fucking raccoons are all fucking right there. Dude, like, they fucking were coming in packs, bro.
You said the one time you were.
Yeah.
You said the one time he was sitting on his porch upstairs, your balcony.
My back balcony, yeah.
And the fuckers were
doing the same thing. Just got off work. I was like, fuck it. My room's here. I'm going to chill in the back balcony, throw my headphones on, whatever. And I heard something scurrying up that motherfucking back porch, bro.
Raccoons everywhere.
Dude, it was two raccoons. It was a mom and a baby. Fucking, I look over the edge. I'm like, what the fuck's that noise? Look over the edge. They're looking at me like I'm in the wrong. I'm like, fuck, dude. I had my slipper on. I fucking whipped it at him. I was like, fuck this.
So he hasn't been on the porch since.
Yeah.
I fuck those raccoons, bro.
Dude, that happened to me when I worked at the bread company.
Yeah.
Because our dumpster was out back and, you know, you get the old shit, throw it out. And I'm out there, you know, just, you know, throwing the old shit out. And I hear something one time. And one time I saw something. It freaked me out. I almost fell off the dock.
Oh, shit.
And I looked down and there's like 9 raccoons.
Damn.
Oh, fuck.
Like 2 big ones, 6, 7 fucking little ones. And I'm like, all right, so I went down there and I opened up the side door and I put up a 2x4 so they could walk out. But I got the fuck out of there, man. They're mean.
Well, at least you were nice and helped them.
Oh, dude, I got
to fuck. The garbage was coming that day. And I was like, if you don't get out of here in like 10 minutes,
you're dead.
You're going to get smashed.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I got them out, but
speaking,
they kept coming back. So I don't know if they ended up dying or not.
Yeah. Speaking of raccoons, I saw something on the news. It's pretty fucked up. Now, like me, I'm afraid of them. I mean, I'm not like terrified of them. I don't have a phobia.
They're cute, but they're mean.
I don't want to fuck with them.
Never.
But I would never want to like harm them in a way where I would kill them unless I had to.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, if you're like,
because raccoon is cute as fuck, but they're mean.
They're adorable, but man, yeah, they're fucking just vicious at a certain point.
They will tear your eyes right the fuck out.
So I think it was in like Colorado or something. This lady fucking filmed a raccoon getting burned alive. Yeah, in a garbage.
What?
So she got in trouble.
Did she do it?
She must have done it.
She had to have.
Yeah, because she filmed it and put it on social media, and the raccoon was alive as it was getting burned alive.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah, she ended up going to fucking prison for that shit.
They should burn that
bitch. I was about to say, eye for an eye.
Yeah.
Put that bitch up in a tank and burn her alive. See how she likes it.
Yeah. I was like, damn, man. You're going to.
There's animals I don't want to encounter, but I ain't going to fucking kill one.
Yeah, man, it's fucking fucked up. I was like, damn, bitch.
Unless you had, like, a mouse in your house, I'll kill a mouse.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you have a mouse, you gotta put up a mouse trap. Because
but, like, other than that, like, I don't want to kill anything.
Fuck no, I don't want to fish. If I hit a bird, I'd probably cry.
Like, I'll go fishing. We talked about that before.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we did. Yeah.
Like, I feel bad, kind of, but I'm like, oh, sweet, a fish. Throw it in the cooler, and it suffocates, and it dies.
Yeah.
But I don't want to, like, you know, there's that deer. Let me kill it.
Yeah, it was fucked up.
No, I can't.
You know, like
it,
a fish, it's like, okay, I caught you. Boom. And then you put it in the cooler, it's over.
Yeah, it was fucked up. I watched that. I watched the trial. I didn't watch the video. I'm not going
to
watch it.
Did she go to jail?
Yeah.
Good.
Cruelty to animals and shit like that.
She should.
And it's fucking, you know.
For like a long time, hopefully.
Yeah, even the judge was like, you know, it's kind of messed up, you know, whatever, animals. They don't deserve that shit. No animals do.
No.
They don't know any better.
You know. But yeah. She fucking
like burn it alive. So, like, look. There's a video of me killing this. It's like, bitch.
Right. So, I mean, I didn't look up the video because I'm not going to fucking do it.
No, I'd cry.
I don't want to see it either.
I don't want to fucking see that shit. Mm-mm. You know, I don't mind fucking you fucking hunting down a deer or fucking a bear or fucking whatever. You know.
I don't want to watch it. I don't want to watch where food comes from. I'm good. There's no reason you need to kill a bear. There's no reason for it. You don't eat bear.
Unless it's trying to kill you.
I mean, I mean, if you're just going out hunting bears and you have a fucking problem. Have a good night.
Well, thank you everybody for listening.
Later.
And I hope you guys have a great evening, morning, night, whatever. Make sure you check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Deezer, Amazon Music. Go check out our Facebook, YouTube. We're on TikTok. And keep safe, guys. And we'll see you later.